KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Britton Pruitt, the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, in studio with us now this afternoon. Britton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. In fact, I like the exchange between you and Carlos as we're changing seats here. Because, you know, Carlos came out and wants to try to do some things as a contractor, try to help ACCH. And you have all kinds of projects, and that's one of the questions we're going to get to on our list today. I want our listeners to understand your ministry, how they can help, come alongside you. Obviously, we'll tell them how to give financially as well. But you have a big annual fundraiser. It's really not as much as a fundraiser. It is just a get-to-know-us at ACCH. It's your annual barbecue and open house, and because of COVID, can't do it. So tell us what's going on to kind of substitute for that annual event.
So what we're doing this year, our open house and barbecue, we're going to do a Facebook Live on August 22nd at noon. And we're going to be showing history of ACCH. We're going to have videos of former and current residents. We're going to have former and current house parents. We're going to be showing the activities that the children participate in every day. Everything's going to be virtual this year, but it's going to be hopefully entertaining to everyone. And on that day, you can go. There's going to be a coupon that you download online. And on that day, you can go download that coupon, take it to Rudy's, and 10% of the proceeds will go to us.
So you can still have your barbecue and still participate in the open house and find all about ACCH. So let's say in the morning of the 22nd, you can go download this, maybe even the day before. You'll have the coupon available?
I think it's on that day.
On that day. So you go in and you go into Facebook Live or Facebook.
Or our website.
/ACCH or your website. Your website is ACCH4kids.org.
Correct.
And you can get hooked up with this and get a coupon to go to Rudy's, and then Rudy's will give part of the proceeds to you guys.
That's correct.
So a way to eat well.
So we got to give a shout out to Rudy's because they do take care of us, and they have always been a big sponsor and donor of ours. So we want to thank them very much.
Their owner, Blake Brown, I've known for a really long time. He's a Hobbs guy. He's a Hobbs Eagles fan. Tasker Arena down in Hobbs, one of the great places, one of the storied high school gyms in the country to play basketball. And Blake was always up here supporting the Eagles when they were playing in the state tournament. I got to know him because I broadcast the state tournament on television and radio for quite a long time, like 12 or 13 years. So. And he's had a very successful business. Yeah. So yeah, I want to thank Rudy's and get everybody out there. I think we need to talk Rudy's into giving you money, frequently, because all of our listeners are going to start going to Rudy's to support ACCH.
That'd be nice.
You think about that plan?
That'd be good.
Tell us a little history about ACCH, Britton.
ACCH started in 1970. That's when we started accepting kids. There was a 2-year period where we were, you know, putting the foundations and everything together. But this year is our 50th anniversary. It's our 50th year to house children that come from situations of abuse and neglect and abandonment due to no fault of their own. And I know sometimes parents find themselves in bad situations or make bad choices, and the children end up places where they need someone to take care of them and give them a safe place to live, to show them God's love. And that's what we've been doing for 50 years.
And what do you do, Britton? I know you're out basically trying to keep the place together financially and get contractors and volunteers to donate time.
So I'm the development director, and I go out and speak to businesses and churches and individuals and fundraise for the purpose of describing to them what we need to do to solicit money for our general fund, to accept donations of any kind, gift cards, but I mean, mainly, it would be nice if we could get money for our general fund because we can direct it in the ways that we need to.
A little bit off script here, but you have house parents that are caring for 6 or 7 kids in a cottage.
Usually around 8 or 9.
But, 8 or 9. Okay, yeah. A few more. But they really are their parents.
Yes.
They all have their own bed, and they participate in house chores, mm-hmm. and it's really just a big family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same environment that everybody in the normal mm-hmm. group grows up with. I mean, everybody has the house and the parents and the come home from school and do chores and homework, and they play, and that's
and it's really safe.
Yes.
I know from being out there, and you've let me, there are some safety concerns with you don't have media and everybody else putting kids on the radio and television and everything else, because some of the kids come from very difficult circumstances. So it's a secure environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let anybody and everybody come in there.
No.
And you're always watching out for the kids, protecting them, and they really feel safe. And I know that because you let me talk with a few of them, and they're just so, so joyful, and they appreciate the family that they have. So it's a really nice environment for the kids. And they go to school?
Yep.
COVID's thrown a wrench at you, hasn't it?
Well, so what we're doing this year is our children go to public school, mm-hmm. and just like other children do, it's a normal activity for them. They come home from school, they do homework, the chores, play on the grounds, just like other children do. But this year we are doing a homeschool on campus, and that's one of the reasons that it's changed, because we've made a decision, instead of taking them back and forth, we are in partnership with APS, and we've hired two teachers' assistants to help us with the education of the children. And we've converted our VOTEC building into a classroom where the children can have a school environment, but this isn't something that we budgeted for. So we do need extra funds to help with that expense that was beyond our control.
But it's creative.
Yeah.
And it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will they be doing some online learning with their normal classes?
Yes. Yes, there's an online learning curriculum that APS is it's from APS, and we are following the curriculum. They're going to be learning the same thing that they would learn in school anyway.
How much federal and state funding do you guys get?
Zero.
Not a big number.
No. The reason that we don't we obviously don't receive state and federal funding, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and the only way we receive money is from private donations from individuals, donors, sponsors, churches, businesses, and therefore we need everyone's help. We cannot exist unless we have individuals and businesses and churches and other entities to help fund our ministry. And everybody can go to our website, they can go to Facebook, and there's a donate button on there that will, where you can donate to keep our ministry going, and we desperately need that.
And so you actually have churches that take up a donation and make that pretty regularly to the ministry.
Well, we have churches that have it in their whatever fund they choose to distribute it from. But there's churches give to us monthly, whatever entity they have in their budget.
And businesses and individuals can do the
absolutely.
Same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that would be great. We definitely need that.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the projects. I just mentioned Carlos Griego. He was in our first segment. Of course, Bosky Plumbing and Heating, Heating and Cooling. And what other projects need to be done? What things are on the agenda for this summer that may not have been completed yet?
So there's one big, actually a couple of big things that we do need that, we don't have the money for. And we need somebody to donate the time and the materials and the manpower to be able to get this done. There's some water pipes that are 50 years old, and there's a lot of it that we need to replace. And there's also the air conditioning system in the cottages. It needs to be switched over from evaporative to
refrigerated.
To refrigerated air, because it's just not it's not effective in the cottage, and it doesn't get that cool because it's so big. And we need money or somebody to donate all the materials and time and to that, because we can't afford to pay for that.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that Bosky's going to help you a little bit with that, but can't depend on them to have to do everything else, all of it. So we need some other contractors to come alongside you too, don't we?
Right.
And how do they get in touch with you, Britton?
So our Our listeners and anyone else who wants to donate or sponsor us can go to www.acch4kids.org, or they can call the main line at 505-898-5520. Or they can send me an email at bpruitt, B-P-R-U-I-T-T, at acch, the number 4kids.org.
Outstanding. Britton, we're going to spend the second half of our time together today talking a little bit more about ACCH. I'd like to know kind of what a typical day looks like, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is a Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
In prison, and that unshakable gratitude led to him praising God and thanking God, and him and his friend Silas were worshiping Jesus at about midnight. And the Bible says their unshakable gratitude was met by a shaking of the prison as an earthquake came, and they were miraculously let out of their bonds, and they chose to not leave when they could have. And the prison guard was going to kill himself, because if his prisoners got out, his life was as good as dead. And so he was going to kill himself. Paul said, no, stop it. We're still here. We didn't leave. And they ended up leading their jailer, who had just been beating them. Their backs were literally still bloodied because of the beating they had gotten. But they ended up leading him to faith in Christ. He brought them to his house. They led his entire house hold to faith in Christ. They all ended up getting baptized. They ended up having a great party.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Britton Pruitt, Director of Development for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, in studio with us. And ACCH has been a longtime sponsor of programming here at KNKT. We appreciate you guys. And we want to just call on our listeners to come out and help, because there's a lot going on. Britton, one thing, part of the history we didn't touch on, is you had the Taylor family donate a big piece of land.
I think it was 12 acres or 18 acres, something like that.
And they stipulated you can use this land as long as you're helping kids, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was given to us.
And that's exactly what you guys have done. You guys have done an amazing thing. Again, 50 years doing this type of work. And how's Everett doing? Is he holding up okay?
He's holding up okay. Everett's always in good cheer, and he's always he'll be, whether he's whatever he's doing, he's going to do it to be able to help these kids.
Well, I want to point out some people that I've met, or some organizations, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. So you've got the Camaro Club. You've got
GTO Club.
Yeah, the GTO Club. You've got the Christian Motorcycle Riders out, you know, and they're raising money for you. I've met some of the, and you want to talk about some full-flavored characters, my friend. I mean, these are just awesome people that you can listen to stories, and I'm going to be really glad when we can get back to having events at the facility, and because all the people that are supporting you, and it's, I want to appeal to our listeners that there are so many groups that are helping ACCH, and your group could do the same thing. You could come alongside them, and you have churches. I know you told me last summer, I think one from Seattle, Washington came down and did landscaping for you.
Mm-hmm. We had one from Seattle. We had a group come down from Wichita. There's another group that's it was from Missouri somewhere. I can't remember.
But they're doing mission work at ACCH.
Yeah, they decided that they want to do a project, and some of them have done it for us in the past. Some of them haven't. But the ones that have not hear it by word of mouth, or they hear some kind of thing on the radio or website or whatever it is, and they say, hey, they go to their missions committee and they say, hey, we want to go do this that year. And so they bring their time, they bring their kids, they bring the money for the project. It's just amazing every time people come, and they do great work. There's like, sometimes there's 20 or 30 kids that come, and we have them for three and a half days, and we get stuff done that would take us months.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. Tell us about a typical day if you're 10 years old and a resident of ACCH. What does that look like?
So a typical day, not right now, but a typical day.
We're in the COVID days now, right?
Yeah. So before or after COVID days, a normal day would probably look like the children going to public school, just like other children do. That's normal for them. They come home, they do their homework, They do their chores. They go outside and play. And it's fun watching them play because we have a big basketball court. We have a big playground area. We have a lot of stuff for them to do. We have a pond with a bridge on it with fish. We have a garden. There's a couple of playgrounds that they can get on, and you know, there's a lot of stuff for them to do. And you know, when the COVID stuff isn't here, and people donate tickets to us and for events and everything, they can take them to those too.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that because mm-hmm. right now, of course, we just found out that the University of New Mexico Lobo football team is not going to be able to play football because the Mountain West Conference has kind of canceled sports in the fall here, or at least delayed them, not canceled. I guess officially it's not canceled. So maybe we're going to have a spring, Lord willing, that we have football, basketball, tennis, track, baseball, softball, you name it. We're going to just have everything piled up from the end of February through June. That would be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, I hope it comes back.
Well, and we're all, you know, praying for that same thing. So is there a difference between somebody that – when do they graduate from your program? I guess that's when does a child – they live with you – they can live with you for a long time until they're 17 or 18 years old, right?
Well – It's not like a cut and dry line. Mm. Sometimes
nobody's getting thrown out.
No, but there is a natural part where the kids leave, just like a normal home. I mean, there's a natural part where your 18 or 19 year old or 20 year old's gonna end up leaving because they either want to leave or need to leave or
time to leave the nest.
Yes. So I mean, it happens naturally like that here too, mm-hmm. and you know. Whatever we can do to help them, we can help them. And that just because they turn 18 doesn't mean we're going to stop helping them. Mm. So,
and you have had a lot of people go through the program and be successful in college?
Oh, yeah. We have a past resident who's at Oklahoma Christian University right now. And there's several others that have gone out and have become wonderful, godly parents. And they send us letters and they send us emails stating how their past time here has allowed them to grow physically and spiritually and to make them a better person, in essence.
What are the qualifications for a child to be admitted into ACCH?
Well, you're getting into an area that's outside my lane.
Ah, okay.
So, but they basically...
But what I'm saying, what I was really after is you're not looking for any faith commitment or anything else. You're just going to take kids that are in need.
No, matter of fact, we do not proselytize. We just show them God's love. And eventually, if they decide to do whatever they want to do on the spiritual sense, that's completely up to them. We don't push them into anything. But they come here from different venues and stuff. They're
even different cultures. You have a lot of Native American
absolutely
kids.
Yep. Most of the kids that we have right now are from some one tribe or another.
Yeah. And boy, the tribal community has just been decimated with the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
I would imagine that there's some young people that have lost their parents.
Yeah, that has happened. The kids lose their parents. Parents just get in places in their life where they just can't take care of them, and CYFD gets involved. Sometimes CYFD places the kids with us, and early on when CYFD, they just send us a check, and we'd have to send it back because we don't accept funding.
Mm, wow.
So, I mean, it's something that is very precious to us, and we do take it. But when the kids come to us, Sharon Roberson's the director of Campus Life. She will interview the children. And because there's some children that we can't help due to circumstances they may be in. Mm-hmm. But we do what we can to try to help them.
You bet. Again, how can our listeners come alongside you, Britton?
They can support us. The main way that we support is money for our general fund. I mean, that's just being honest. We need money for our general fund. When COVID's over, we do need like tickets to events and baseball games and movies and all of their sporting activities and other activities that they can do, cliffs, all kinds of stuff. So those donations are appreciated as well, but it would really help if we could get money for our general fund. We do accept food, non-perishable items. It all has to be, this is going to sound weird, but the expiration date has to be good. Mm-hmm. We can't accept it. We can't.
I don't think that sounds weird. That's okay.
That's but you know, sometimes people donate stuff and they don't know it, and the expiration date, and we can't use it.
Can't use it. Mm-hmm. And disposing of it is sometimes as big a problem as
any. Yeah.
Yeah. Britton, I want to ask you, in preparation for your August 22nd event, that is going to be a virtual live Facebook mm-hmm. presentation of ACCH. You're going to have past residents, past house parents. You're going to have all kinds of folks involved. And you were going to share a story with us about some people that came and talked to you.
Well, there were some past house parents and some past residents that I hadn't got to meet yet. And they came and shared some stories, and it was very, very heartfelt. And they were so appreciative of the fact that we had house parents that would show them love and, you know, give them the love and the discipline they needed to be able to grow up healthy. And they were also appreciative of the fact, they said, they have helped me grow so much. And this one lady that came back that was a past resident, she has three daughters now. And so she was very appreciative of the fact, because it showed her through her life experiences and everything how she could raise her children as well. And so she thanked us deeply for that.
Do you occasionally need new house parents and those kinds of things?
Well, I mean, I don't know how often that comes about, but right now we don't.
But you do, under normal circumstances, have volunteers on the facility doing various things.
Every now and then, but right now we can't. We have to limit our volunteer base, and you know, we would love to be able to do it, but just right now, because of COVID, we can't.
Yeah, and so far everybody's been healthy and safe.
No children have been sick at ACCH. We keep our social. The office staff keeps our distance from the children. There are times when we do get near them, and we're wearing face protection and everything, but for the most part, we keep our distance, and we don't want to, and which is hard, but we do what we can.
You're just like the NBA bubbled over there. You have your own bubble.
I mean, it's something very new, and we don't really know how to respond to it, but we do what we can.
Yeah. Well, and the bottom line is that you're in relationships with these kids. They know you care about them. None of us have any experience with what we're going through, mm-hmm. and you're doing the best that you can. And do you occasionally see a house parent reading a book to a kid, or child reading to the house parents? I mean, it's really what we would view as a normal circumstance, and maybe one they've never experienced before.
Oh, every now and then you'll see one of the house parents take some of the younger kids, and they'll take them out by the pond on the bridge, and she'll sit down and read them a book, and there's seven or eight kids surrounding her while she's reading. It's really neat.
I remember one of my favorite things when I was growing up is my dad did his master's degree at Western New Mexico University in Silver City. And so we used to go to the library, and I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I'll never forget, my favorite story was Stone Soup. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I haven't.
It's a story about a guy that didn't have any food, and he's just kind of a cunning, you know, smart guy. So he finds a big pot and builds a fire under it and fills it up with water, and then he starts putting rocks in it. And the people come by and say, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm making stone soup." And so someone would say, "Boy, I bet you that'd be a little better with some carrots in it." And they go home and get some carrots. And so you know the story. He puts together this beautiful, delicious soup, and the whole community's eating with him. And the book's called Stone Soup.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That was a special time for me, listening to those kinds of stories. And I think they really have a message that God wants us to hear. You know, we're loving each other. We're caring for each other. We're taking care of people that can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And what an amazing ministry, and have you enjoyed being part of it?
Absolutely. I just went over my 1-year anniversary, mm-hmm. and it's the best thing I've ever been a part of, but it's also the hardest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, but that's the way ministry is. Ministry is very rewarding, but it's very hard.
The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Right?
Yes.
You've got some other things coming up. You do an auction, and we're hoping that maybe we get to do something live, but maybe it'll be virtual.
It'll probably be virtual.
And tell us
things are going.
People that have things that they can give you to auction off. Like I know my good friends over at Whispering Bean Coffee last year gave us a nice gift basket of some nice coffee that they roasted and a pour over deal. I mean, it was easily worth $100, $150
right.
And they donated that. People can start donating that type of stuff to you too.
Absolutely. So anybody wants to make a basket of any kind, just make sure it's something that won't melt by the time the auction comes.
Or maybe a gift certificate over to a Discount Tire or car repairs at Southern Boulevard Automotive, or I'm just thinking of ideas as we go. Our friend Gary Hines owns Twisters. Maybe it's a hamburger and something else over at Twisters.
Some of the things that work really well at auction is they can donate. They can go buy a trip to somewhere with the plane tickets and hotel and everything involved in it and donate that to the auction. We can auction that off. Those work really well.
Oh, yeah. So maybe you put together a $500 trip, and you might be able to auction that off
or more.
Or more. Yeah. Are there people that really step up and there's the old story about the woman that just gave all that she had. And then, you know, there's other people that'll give, and they do that just to be public about it and to get recognition. You have people that are stepping up behind the scenes, don't you, Brent?
Absolutely. Yep. It's a very well done thought that people do, and we appreciate all the stuff that they can do for us.
Britton Pruitt, Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.